Greetings and welcome to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. We are now in the final podcast of Perek Shvi'i, of Masechet Nedarim, in the middle of a discussion solving the problem brought by this particular Yishmael of Kfar Yama or Kfar Diyama about an onion that was grown during Shemitah and was harvested then and then was replanted during the eighth year, and its growth now exceeded the original size. And so the question is whether it is now mutar. And at the end of the previous podcast, in the middle of the sugya, we had come to the conclusion that Rabbi Ami's position, accepting Rabbi Yana's position, that that would lead to a ruling in favor of it being permitted, that gidulei heter ma'alin et ha'ikar, was indeed substantiated based on the whole series of proofs that was brought. At this point, we now ask the question, Lema tehavetiyuvta Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yonatan. If you recall, at the beginning of this discussion, challenge against Rabbi Ami was, why are you ignoring the one opinion? So this is a challenge brought against Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. Why are you appropriating the opinion of Rabbi Yanai and ignoring the two of Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yonatan? So now that we've substantiated Rabbi Yanai's position, it sounds like we have refuted Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yonatan, whose position in the context of Orla and Kilei HaKerem, respectively, was that an prohibition does not become nullified when it itself grows in a permitted state and the growth is larger, however much larger it needs to be, 200 times much, whatever, than the original Isur. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Shana Shvi, Toel V'Isura De Karka. So Rabbi Yitzchak smooths things over and says that Shemitah is different, meaning that the proof from Orla and Kilei HaKerem, this position of Orla and Kilei HaKerem, is not going to be refuted because of the accepting the position here in the context of Shemitah, because Hoel V'Isurei De Karka, since the prohibition of Shemitah, it happens because of the land, B'Telatan Amei De Karka. Therefore, it becomes negated in the land. In other words, when you replant it, it becomes negated if you plant it in the eighth year. So therefore, for Orla, Kilei HaKerem, etc., we would not necessarily say the same thing, and Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yonatan's positions may still stand. Now, is that really true? Hari Maaser di Suroi de Karka, Maaser, which is a prohibition rooted in the land, Vein Batelatoi de Karka, and it does not work to replant it and then nullify the Isur, as we will see. Tatanya Litra Maaser Tevel, Shizraba Karka, if you have a bunch of maaser tevel, meaning it's maaser that had not yet had trumat maaser taken from it, and you planted it instead of taking trumat maaser, v'yishpicha roik aser litrin, and then it grew, and it's now 10 times as much. Chayved maaser v'shvit. You have to separate maaser and shvit. You have to separate maaser, and it's chayav in shmita, the stuff that you replanted. V'yota litra, but the original litra, maaser alav makom acher lefi cheshbon. You still have to take, you have to take ma'asrot lefi cheshbon, meaning based on how much it has grown. Alright, so that means that ma'aser does not get nullified in the ground, so it's not like we start over. It's lefi cheshbon. So Amri there, the answer is ma'aser digunu de kagarim lei. Ma'aser is not an obligation that is generated by the land, it's generated by heaping it into the granary. And the best proof of that is you're allowed to eat stuff while you're out in the field. Arai, while you're working in the field, or just out in the field, before it's been brought into the house or to the granary, before it's brought up and by it, as opposed to Shemitah, which is purely about the land. Now, Meitiv Rav Barchama, and that's why this entire discussion is here, as I promised, here is the point at which it becomes relevant to us. Rav Barchama challenged the ruling of Rabbi Yanai from the following. Konam perot ha'ilu alai, konam hen alpi, konam hen lefi our Mishnah, asur b'chilufen v'gidilehen. Our first of our four Mishnayot, Mishnah Vav, the ruling is that if you ban fruit, you're not allowed to have the exchange or that which grows from it, shani ochel v'shani toim, but if you say, I'm not going to eat it or taste it, mutar b'chilufen v'gidilehen. then you're allowed to eat the exchange. You're just not allowed to eat the original fruit. But that's only true about something that germinates. Something where the seed does not disappear, that remains there. Even things that grow, and then the second thing it grows, etc., are still asur, which means that gidulei heter ein malimata isur. And so the entire position adopted by Rabbi Yami in answering this Ishmael's question, based on the ruling of Rabbi Yanai, seems to now be rejected, because in our Mishnah we said that if it's something that does not germinate, like a bulb, like the onion that he's holding, then even when you put it in the ground and something else grows from it, and you take that and put it out in the ground and something else grows, it continues to have the original Isur of the Neder. And Rabbi Abba Shani Konamot, Nedarim are different. Ho'il v'boy mitchal alayhu. Here we go. Since you can be shoal al neder, since you can come and ask for a retraction of the neder, meaning that there's a way to repair it and make it no longer osur, havelu g'davar sheish lamatirin. Therefore, nedarim are considered davar sheish lamatirin. And what's the rule of davar sheish lamatirin? V'ein batel barov. They have no bitul. There is no nullification because there's a way to fix it and not have to violate the isur at all. Good. Now, vare truma, that's not true, because after all, truma, diboy michale, when you separate truma, and then you regret that you gave it from that side, or from that side, or this particular payroll, you can go to chacham and michoel, because truma is a hafla also, and it can be retracted. Ubat liberov, nonetheless, truma does have a shear of bitul. 100 rov, depends on the mino, etc., did not. We have the famous Mishnah, say a truma tmeha shenafel pachot meachul, and if you have a measure of truma that's tamei, and it fell into less than 100 times of the same kind of stuff, of chulin, then terakev, you have to have the whole thing rot. Halamea ta'ale, what does that prove to you? That if there is 100 times as much, then it's batel. You can pull one thing out, give it to the kohen. You can't give it to the kohen. It's tamei. Pull one thing out, call it truma, and the rest is all okay. So you see that truma, even though it also can be retracted, we don't consider it davar sheish lamatirin, and we say that it does have bitul berov. So amri bitruma biad kohen askinan. So we say that that Mishnah must be referring to truma where the kohen has already received it. He has the truma tmeah in it, fell into chulin. To lamatzim mitchalai, then you can't be shoal, because only the guy who was mafrishit can be shoal, not the guy who got it. So ihachi emasefa, but look at the end of that Mishnah. Im haita tahora, if the truma that fell was not tmeah b'tahor, in other words, one piece of truma tahora fell into 50 times or 80 times as much of chulin, timacher lekohen, you sell it to a kohen for the price of truma minus the value of that one seah that you already owed him. So that means that the kohen's not holding it if you're talking about selling it to a kohen. Ela b'Yisrael shenafalom beit avi imo kohen askinan. So now we're going to come with a different ukimta that we're talking about truma that was inherited by the grandson of a kohen. In other words, this fellow's mother was a bat kohen. He inherited from she was the only child, or there were only daughters, so she inherited some of this stuff from her father, and then it came to this fellow who's a Yisrael, and therefore we could talk about him giving it to a kohen, but he can't be shoal on it because he's not the one who was mafri, she inherited it. Now, Zolomatsim Inshallah. So, V'haktani Seifa Timacher Lekohen Chutz Mitmei Otaseya. But even in the Seifa it says you sell it to the kohen besides the value of that one Seya, which means that it's something that you would have to sell to a kohen. And if you really inherited it, then he really should be able to sell the entire thing, including that seah. Why should he have to sell it minus that value? So that can't be the case. So we have to go back to Rabbi Abba's original distinction and say that Nedarim are different, and say Nedarim are not different because you can be Shoel, because then same problem happens with Truma, but rather because when it comes to Konamot, it's a mitzvah to be Shoel. You should get out of the net, and Nedarim are a bad thing. Mishum de Rabbi Natan, the famous Drosh Rabbi Natan, Rabbi Natan, kol ha-noder ki ilu banam bama, mokemo ki ilu maktir aleha. If somebody takes a neder, it's like they built a bama, mizbeach outside of the mikdash, and if you fulfill it, don't think it's such a good thing. It's as if you brought a korban on that bama. Sometimes it's a good thing to get out of nadarim. Nadarim are a bad idea. So truma, my mitzvah, the chuli ala, but there's no mitzvah to be shoal ala truma and to try to retract that. So therefore, that's the distinction. We said, since Nedarim, there's a mitzvah to be shoguel, we'll call it a dover sheish lamatirin, because it's something you should be matir. And therefore, there's no bitul truma, you can be shoguel, but there's no good motivation to do it, it's really a bad idea. Therefore, we won't call it dover sheish lamatirin. Okay. Now, Gufo, we go back and analyze Rabbi Yochanan's statement that we saw that was in favor of our ruling. Litra betzalim shetikna uzra'a. Let's say you had an amount of onions and you tithed them properly, and then you replanted them. Mitaseret lefikula. You have to take masrot from all of them. If you recall in the previous podcast, we used that as proof, although rejected it, we used as proof that gidulim redefine the fruit, redefine the plant. We said, yeah, that's the chumrah, so that doesn't help our situation. But in any case, you have to take masrot, connected the entire volume of this thing, not just the additional volume that happened when you replanted it. Yativ Rabba v'kamar lahashmata, so Rabba quoted Rabbi Yochanan saying this. Amar l'Rav Chista. Rav Chista said to him, Man sa'it lachul Rabbi Yochanan Rabach. Who will listen to you and Rabbi Yochanan your Rebbe? Heter shebahem leichan alach. He says, where did the heter fly off to? After all, some of this stuff had already been fixed. So you're going to tell me, if you want to say you have to take masrot corresponding to the amount that it grew, I understand, say you have to take masrot, can they get all of it? Nobody's going to believe that, because after all, where'd the heter disappear to? So Amar Lei, so Rabbi said back, so Milo Tanan Dechavata, I have a Mishnah that says the same thing. We saw this in the previous podcast, previous daf. If you have onions that were harvested in the sixth year, and then during the seventh year, they were in the ground. In the seventh year, more rain fell on them, and they continued to grow. If they're dark green leaves, which means the growth happened during Shvit, then they're asur. Horiku mutarin. If they were not that green, not that dark green, then they're mutar. Chishchorin amay asurin. Even if they're dark, why are they asur? Leima heter shebanechan alach. Why don't you say what you're saying, which Rav Chista, which is, where did the heter fly off to? Where did the sixth year definition fly off to? So Amar Lei Misarat al Ikar Ktani. So Rav Chista said back to Rabba, no, don't think that that Isur is referring to the bulb itself. Atosefek Ktani Asurin. It's only talking about the additional growth that happened during Shemitah. That's the part that's Asur. The bulb you could eat. So Yachi Mai Ator Mishum Gamliel Meimar. If that's the case, Mishum Gamliel, who comments on that, as we'll see in a second, isn't any different than Tanakama. The Tan Mishum Gamliel Meimar Hagadol B'Chiyuv Chayav Hagadol B'Ptur Patur. He says very simply, whatever grew during the time that you're chayav, like Shemitah, you have to treat it like that. Anything that grew during a patur time, like the sixth year or the eighth year, is patur. But according to that, Rav Shimon Gamliel and Tanakama have the same position, according to what you're explaining, Tanakama. Tanakama nami achi amar. So kulam anit Rav Shimon Gamliel, k'tani las, Rav Chista answers that entire brayta, that entire statement, is all Rav Shimon Gamliel. And he's simply explaining it. Now, v'ad kam lo shem l'm shem gamliel d'lo katarach. And parenthetically, we only know shem gamliel says that hagadol b'chiyuv is chayav only if you didn't put effort into it. Aval heichad katarach, if you put effort into it to try to replant it, batel beruba. Then we say the whole thing is batel and it's all mutter. V'chol heichad katarach batel beruba, is that really true? V'harei litra ma'aser tevel. Here's a case. We have a bunch of ma'aser tevel. We just had it. And you replanted it. And we said, now you have to think masrot corresponding to the part that's chayav. We don't say that the stuff that got planted now becomes part of, as defined as the new thing, and it's chayav maser like regular tavul. We say that this is maser tavul, meaning it maintains its own status, that 1 liter, and then you have 10 that grew. One, the original size was 1. So the 1, you have to treat like maaser tavul. You have to separate to trumat maaser, but from another place. So, even though you put in the effort, we see that it's not batel. So shani gabi maaser damakra, aser te aser, kol tvoat zarecha. Take a look at the pasuk on the page. And as far as maaser goes, it says, you shall tithe what you plant. Vatera zari inshi, suralo zari inshi. But people plant is something that's mutter. They don't plant something that's usser. This guy who took something that's usser, the maser tevel, and planted it, he violated it. So we fine him that he has to separate maser on for that original litra. But really, mikar din, it should be batel because he put the effort in. Okay. Gufa, and again, the issue of effort is, if it just on its own fell into the ground or just rain fell on it, it's one thing. But if you actually dug and tried to put it in, so that it's clearly you're trying a restart. Now, Gufa, Rav Chanina, Tirtam, Rav Yanai. Back to our original statement of Rav Yanai. Batzel shel truma shenita'o. If you took an onion of truma and you replanted it, Rabugi dulava likaro, now the growth exceeds the original size, mutar, then you're allowed to eat it. So, lememra de gidule, Heter malina ta'isur. That shows you that anything that grew beheter then relieves the isur on the whole piece. V'atanan gidule truma truma, but we have a Mishnah that says that some, if you take truma and plant it, that's still truma, so it doesn't help. So how does Rabbi Yanai say what he's saying? Ah, but gidule gidule in kamrina. No, we're talking about when you grew something and then like the second time around. Hanami Tanina, that's also bright, like you do like doing chulin. If you take truma, plant it, and then take that second thing and plant it, then it's chulin. So Rabbi Yanai either is saying something we disagree with, or he's saying something which we all know. So Hakamashlan Afilib Davarshain Zarokale. Ah, Rabbi Yanai is trying to teach you, even when it comes to bulbs, that's why I picked onions. Even if you take an onion, which does not germinate and remains in place as is, as long as it's a second growth, then it's mutar. So Hatanan, we already learned that tevel gidula mutarin b'davar shehu kaleh. If you take tevel and you plant it, that which grows is mutar. It's a new start, as it were, if it germinates. Aval davar shein zero kaleh, if something doesn't germinate, then gidula gidula vasurin, even second growth, third growth, fifth growth, doesn't matter, still osur. It doesn't, you don't lose any part of the definition. So the answer is ribuya derabu gidulin al ikaro. What Rabbi Yanai is teaching you is when the growth exceeds the original piece, mutar kamashmal, and that's what he's trying to teach. That when you have gidule gidulin of shruma and the growth exceeds the original piece, then it's mutar. And that was Rabbi Yanai's point. We've concluded over the last two podcasts a very difficult and challenging sugya, and Baruch Hashem completed the parak. Adron Alachano Dibini Yerak, and Mirza Hashem in the next podcast we'll pick up with the eighth parak, Parak Konam Yayin. Everybody should have a wonderful day.